Simon & Schuster Audio presents Red Scare, Blacklists, McCarthyism, and the Making of Modern America by Clay Risen. Read by Kevin R. Free. For Haywood and Margaret. Man has no mean, his mirrors distort. His greenest Arcadias have ghosts too. His utopias tempt to eternal youth or self-slaughter. W. H. Auden, From the Age of Anxiety, 1947. Preface. The kernel of this book took seed in a fecund bog of my own experiences and memories. I grew up in the 1980s when the end of the Cold War loomed, but most Americans believed that the rivalry between the United States and the Soviet Union was once again dangerously close to armed conflict. Ronald Reagan set the tone with his anti-communist rhetoric, his dramatic increases in defense spending, and the Strategic Defense Initiative, nicknamed Star Wars, which appeared in the popular imagination to be an invitation to nuclear war. Few appreciated his commitment to arms control or his embrace of Mikhail Gorbachev, both of which helped usher the Cold War to the exit. Along with Reagan's hardline stance came a revival of anti-Soviet, anti-communist culture. First Blood, a thoughtful, taut thriller about a troubled Vietnam veteran released in 1982, was followed by two blunderbuss sequels in which John Rambo is sent to various corners of the world to fight sneering communists. He was just one of many such heroes in an era overflowing with patriotic dross. Red Dawn, Firefox, Rocky IV, Top Gun. We had video games like Russian Attack and Conflict and NATO Commander, and books by Tom Clancy, Harold Coyle, and Len Dayton. It was inevitable that in such a time, insults like commie and pinko were commonplace, and at least in the southern suburban world of my childhood, a suspicion of all things left-wing appeared in everyday life. I suppose I was abnormal in my childhood attention to what my teachers and parents said, but I recall, among other episodes, my fourth grade teacher telling my class that Norman Lear was a dangerous communist sympathizer, coming nightly through the nation's television sets. I was also aware, when I was a bit older, that all of this had a much more pernicious precedent. My grandfather was a career FBI agent, having joined the Bureau during World War II, and he recounted stories of implementing loyalty tests for the federal government.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?